Right now it is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal, where we're joined by the J&J Club, Janet and John, from the Lakeville Journal. And I'm sure they're excited and well in the middle right now of their celebration. We say good morning to Janet and to John. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, the celebration has begun. 125 years, opened up with a reception for the art show, then had that marvelous street fair. You now have, of course, which started last night, the Movie House joining in with the first of their four movies, but you still have a couple of other events coming up on top of that.
We certainly do, and I have to say, it's just been so much fun so far. It's been so much planning and, well, gee whiz, 125 years of work leading up to it, but, you know, not for us, but anyway. Yeah, just fantastic so far. That street fair was so much fun. Please, everyone, come and see the exhibit at the Academy Building at the Salisbury Association on Main Street in Salisbury. It tells you the whole history of the paper. Last night, it was All the President's Men, and at the Movie House in Millerton, and it was just a great crowd and really so interesting to see that movie again after years for many of the people in the audience, including myself. So going onward, there are three more movies to come at the Movie House. That's His Girl Friday, The Killing Fields, and Citizen Kane. And on Sunday, the Sharon Playhouse will have the Patio Cabaret at 3 p.m. That's this Sunday, the 21st. And, of course, we have the Salisbury Forum, which will just be a great discussion of the future of local journalism and journalism in general. And the gala on the Newsprint Jubilee, the gala on September 17th, that anyone is welcome to come to. Go to LakevilleJournalFoundation.org to purchase tickets.
And I've gone to that website. It did a terrific job in putting that website up.
It's nice, right? It's very user-friendly, very attractive. We're proud of that.
We're in the process of
doing our news site to come up to that level, too. We'll see.
I don't think people realize how difficult it is to put together a really comprehensive, easy to use, and good looking website. I went to the site, and it really is a great site. So I look forward to upgrading in the future on your regular site, which, by the way, is very easy to use as well. Going to tricornernews.com.
And, you know, it has a lot more content on it than most websites, our site, because, of course, we update it every week with lots of news. So it is complicated to look at different designs, and we are looking forward to that, though. Thanks for that, Marshall. Thanks for using the site. Everybody should use it. Tricornernews.com.
Absolutely.
If I could just give a shout-out to approximately 20 nonprofit organizations that were taking part in participating in our street fair. There was a tent full of them, and it was a chance for the public to sort of learn more about each one. And sometimes they operate kind of in the background, but they do tremendous things. And it was really a good opportunity for anyone to come up and walk and talk to somebody from one of these 20 nonprofits.
All right, we will move on to the front page of the Lakeville Journal. Of course, people can see the stories about the 125-year celebration, pictures and stuff all throughout the paper. But you also have a couple of stories. First of all, the GOP gave their nod for Senate, and it goes to Levy, who's going to run.
Yes, Levy is one handily, Leora Levy. For U.S. Senate, she defeated House Minority Leader Themis Claridis and Peter Lumaj. And I believe the next step will be, she's going to go up against Dick Blumenthal in the November general election. Voter turnout was about 20%. I don't know where that stands. I'm not familiar enough with how Republican primaries fall out here, but 20% was where we were at.
All right.
Democrats turned out a little less, 14%.
Yeah, I think that's a that's probably a normal thing. And it'll maybe when you go into a full slate election year, that's just not as small as this. It's a little larger, but turnout in the primaries is traditionally right around, I'll say, 15% to 20%. Got a story there on the annual Sharon Triathlon. Once again, they had a few less people, but it's still an amazing thing to see these people run, bike, and do what they do.
Right. It is an annual event that is really not only an athletic event, but a family event. And it involves swimming, biking, and running. We had a couple of, winners there, of course, and there was it was a beautiful day for it. So it was just one of those great Sunday afternoon, I guess it was on Saturday afternoon, events.
All right, and an important story that you are running from a reporter from the Connecticut Mirror about insurers being grilled on the rate hikes that people are seeing.
Yes, we chose to run this because it affects so many of our own employers here in the Northwest Corner. Insurers this year are, on average, asking for about a 20.4% increase, which is substantially higher than what they saw last year. So the state insurance department held a hearing on Monday and let people talk about what they thought. The next step will be for actuaries on the state's insurance department to figure out what really makes sense and what's fair, come back with a response. And I think we will find out in either late August or early September whether or not these rate hikes will hold or whether they'll be chopped or see.
All right. As we move on, nice little picture there. The Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association gave out scholarships.
That's a big deal. Those are great scholarships that were $10,000 per year for up to 5 years for students seeking careers in medicine or in nursing, whether it be a family nurse practitioner or health science or even physical therapy or exercise therapy, medical imaging. But that's a substantial amount of contribution by the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. 5 students received these scholarships.
All right. And this weekend, a nice fundraiser, which is a fun fundraiser, for the D.M. Hunt Library on Sunday.
Yes. That's going to be, coming up on Sunday, it'll be outdoors on the lawn. There'll be food, beer, pretzels, music, lemonade, everything. So I guess everybody's looking forward to that. It's supposed to be nice weather.
We'll move on to a story by Lila Hawkins, partnering to build regional pollinator pathway.
Yes, this story has been, we are sort of out front a little bit on this story because it is the beginning and planning stages in a partnership between really 3 groups: the National Park Service, the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, which runs basically from north of Pittsfield to Warren, and Rotary District 7890. So Rotary has recognized the critical need to take care of really thousands of species of bees and other insects that are suffering from lack of pollination abilities. And so they've signed up, and 56 Rotary clubs will be promoting this. And it extends, as I said, all the way from north of Pittsfield through our region. And there's a separate companion pathway that will reach between the Hudson and the Housatonic.
Now, you have a picture in the paper, and last week I received a couple of calls the day before this happened, asking me if I could do something about the taking down of a tree. And I called and I spoke to why they were taking down the tree, and it seemed reasonable to me. When that tree came down, I'm talking about the beautiful Dutch elm in front of the town hall. It's about 300 years old. It had to come down. And when they took it down and laid the chunks on its side, you could see huge sections of the tree were rotted, actual hollow inside. So it would have only been a matter of a very short time before that tree came down. But that's right. It still is a big story.
Yes, and it was the tree warden. We interviewed the tree warden in Sharon about this, and it was one of nine Dutch elms located on the green. But because of storms and Dutch elm disease and other things, the town is now down to three. So we have a Leela Hawken, our reporter in Sharon, took a great shot of the tree right in front of town hall.
If you would look at old pictures of the Sharontown green when all the trees were there, absolutely, it was stunning. It was amazing. And yes, it's sad to see the tree go, but like I said, once you saw what it looked like on the inside, it's such a big tree, and had it fallen in the direction of houses and the town hall, it would have created immense amount of damage. So it's sad, but it had to come down. Another great event that happened in our area, and it's funny, when I publicized it, somebody called me and said, oh, that happened last week when they had this singer. I said, no. The Taste of Cornwall went on, and you've got a great story on the Taste of Cornwall, the music and the food and how they did that.
Yes, you're probably referencing Wanda Houston at Noble Horizon.
Well, yeah, and also she was in. She's been all over the corner this year, and this was just a great event put on by Cornwall. I mean, and the merchants all chipped in as well.
Yes, it was an inaugural event, and everybody loved it. The food was from local farms, Hurlburt's Farm beef brisket, Susie's Bakery, Calf and Clover Creamery. People ate, and even some of them danced. Was the first one, and the they wanted to bring some summer fun to Cornwall, and I guess they did.
All right, and you've got a story of the North Canaan Planning and Zoning was busy. They gave approval of the major thing to an office renovation at Mountainside, which actually came about because of the pandemic, and immediately the Planning and Zoning Commission moved to let that allow and go through quickly.
Yes, they had a public hearing because Mountainside lost three offices. Well, they were changed over during the pandemic to accommodate teleconferencing. So they're now going to, without expanding their footprint on the lot, they're going to create three new offices to regain the space that they had lost. The town selectmen also gave an endorsement to the housing plan, which really isn't an affordable housing plan, saying that it did comport with the plan of conservation and development. So that continues to move forward up there.
And a great story about dealing with black bears from the Department of Environmental Protection in Cornwall.
Yes, it seems like many, many people continue to be obsessed with what's happening with bears in our midst, and so the Cornwall Association partnered with DEEP and had a public awareness session and talked about, you know, there were almost 300 people on Zoom, which is a very large number, but they were all listening to DEEP advice on best practices living alongside bears.
Well, you see it in pictures on social media and all. The bears are everywhere, and we took over their territory, and they're reclaiming some of it back. It's just the balance of nature.
And so, there's also a reference in the story to there's a bear themed community art project in Cornwall, which is for the benefit of the Cornwall Food and Fuel Fund. So people can buy those bears. If you drive around, you'll see them. They're cutouts of bears, very colorfully painted.
All right. In the obituary section, Ronald Martin's Solon obituary, but also Richie Crane, who is just noted for the business that he and his family run in North Canaan, passed away as well.
Yes, two big losses here. The Richard Crane is somebody I knew personally because I, as a farm, having a little bit of a farm, I have to have some equipment, and I get it up at Crane Equipment. And he's helped me many times. Ron Solon, you know, was also somebody who's definitely going to be missed. Two big names.
Yep. Looking down below, once again, Kent has a forum coming up on the 31st on online security.
Yes, they have. It's being sponsored by the library, Kent Memorial Library, and Michael Jay is a certified Apple teacher and owner of Personal Tech Support. He's going to talk about phishing, everyday issues, common sense measures, and how to avoid scams. It seems like they never go away.
No, no, they multiply, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the opinion pages now. Johnny, your editorial, Collected Moments in Newspapers or History.
That's right. This week, like last week, we have a combination of editorials from, this one's from Cynthia Hoxwender, who's now our Compass and Special Sections editor, but of course was executive editor on the news side for more than 20 years, and tells us how she sees the place of the Lakeville Journal in our communities. And John Costin, my partner here on the radio, talks about service to community now and future. And I talk about gratitude for the past weekend and all the celebrations that so many are helping us take part in. So please do join us as we move forward with them, and thank you for all the involvement from everyone in the community, including those nonprofits John mentioned, and they are listed in the paper this week, so don't miss that. We have loads of letters this week of all different topics, so do give those a read and send us a letter.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention the Northwest Connecticut Little League team won a tourney over the past week.
Absolutely. This is called the Lindquist Tournament, and it's the all-star team up here from the Northwest called the Northwest Connecticut Steve Blass Little League U-12 All-Stars. Came right into the postseason with a good record and ended up, with a 6-0 record, and then went up against teams from Simsbury, Berlin, New Hartford, and the New Hartford team was also undefeated, and they ended up 9-1 clinching the championship. So we have a very nice photo of the entire team with the coaches on page B5 of the paper.
We're speaking, of course, with the Lakeville Journal, this week in the Lakeville Journal. We can now go to the Compass section because week by week, getting stronger and stronger because we're doing more and more things in our area.
That's right. This week, don't miss the Tri-Corner Calendar in Compass, which has many events under all the interests that you have, and of course there's more online at tricornernews.com, choices of things to do. In the Compass, Cynthia Hoxwender writes about finding her way back to the kitchen and what to make out of the garden. Her recipe this week is zucchini fritters, and I bet there are plenty of listeners who have zucchini they'd like to do something with that will taste really good, and this is it. She makes it with a tomato and bacon jam. How can that be bad?
It can't.
There is a whodunit happening, a murder on the Oriental Rug in Claverack, New York, August 20th at the Foundation Gallery. And give that a read. And if it's of interest, it looks like fun, do it. Danielle Mailer and Annie Jenkins have a show at the Dam Hunt Library in Falls Village, and there's a beautiful photo of one of Danielle Mailer's paintings, which are so unique and immediately recognizable. Her style is so uplifting. And Lance Christensen writes about cool cars, the rarest of the rare, a Peugeot 145S. And he has great photos, as he always would, and talks about what's so special about that vehicle. We have Cynthia writing about Ghost of a Dream, a new show at the Geary on Main Street in Millerton. Go over and take a look. It really a dreamy, surreal-looking paintings. Don't miss them. And writers, read their work at the D.M. Hunt Library. That is coming up, and don't miss that. We have also the Joint Chiefs performing at the Egremont Barn. This is a new venture for them, so if you are fans of the Joint Chiefs, and I know there are many in this listening area, do look them up. They will be there on Saturday, August 27th.
All right. And, you know, one thing we point out, Janet, looking at your 125th anniversary birthday of the Lakeville Journal, people who work in media, such as yourself, and I'll include people that work here and other media outlets, we are stewards. We, you know, our organizations, the businesses, are long-time, and we only get to be with them and run them for a period of time when other people run them. And that shows how truly valuable something is in a community when you know that ownership. And now ownership isn't going to change because the Lakeville Journal has become a non-for-profit. But the people who work and run at it truly are soldiers in the fight for information. And they change maybe on a decade-by-decade basis. And that's how important media is in our area.
Well, that's right. And that certainly was our goal, looking at the longevity of the Lakeville Journal and how to have it survive moving forward in a very difficult climate for small media. That's how we decided to try to go nonprofit. And this is our approach to being sure something will be here for that next generation. We look forward to that.
All right. Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. We look forward to the next movie series. We look forward to the Salisbury Forum and, of course, the Jubilee at the end. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right. That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal. Of course, you can find the Lakeville Journal at tricornernews.com. That's tricornernews.com. Right here at Robin Hood Radio on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand and click on This Week in the Lakeville Journal.